Mr. Wesley Smith, a senior from Hazelwood at Urban Pathways Charter Schools, is going to be handling drums on the tune you're about to hear, which is a composition of Tony Campbell, who will be playing saxophone. And you also are going to hear trumpet comprising the rest of our brass section, or all of our brass section, actually. So we got reeds, we got brass, we got percussion, and trumpet from Ian Gordon. And I believe the song is called T.C.'s Groove. There, you've got TC's Groove. Tony Campbell is the TC behind TC's Groove. We're going to get a microphone so we can talk to you guys in a proper way in just a moment. Tony's a saxophonist here in the Pittsburgh area, and Wow, sounded great. And Ian Gordon was playing trumpet, who is a graduate of Carnegie Mellon's music program. Hey, maybe we'll have to compare notes. He's probably younger than me. Most Carnegie Mellon graduates seem to be younger than me these days, but that, you never know. But let's talk to Wesley Smith, who is on drums. Hey, how are you, Wesley? Hold that a little closer so I can hear you.
Okay.
So when did you start playing?
Back when I was in sixth grade.
You're doing something I was never able to do.
Really?
I took drum lessons starting maybe in third grade, and I learned all my rudiments, and I could play snare decently and timpani, but I never, I was always afraid, as funny as that sounds, to play a kit, to play a drum set. And looking back at it, I don't know why, but I just didn't think I'd have the coordination to do it. And I probably, this isn't the day, but I probably should try one of these days to do it. Was it easy to you, or did it take some time?
Always looked up upon it. Always wanted to do it. Because there's so many people that play drums, and there's so many levels, people's at their different stages. At times it could be difficult to try to stick with it, but if you have fun doing it, then it makes it that much easier. So because I have fun doing it, I just stick with it and try new things every time I play.
That's good. How did you learn?
I started in a church. Started there. I was playing like every other song.
Did you play at Center of Life?
No, I don't. I work there though.
Okay, because I know you're from Hazelwood, and Center of Life is at Hazelwood, and
I do the sound engineering and the photography there.
I may have met you there.
For the punk movement.
Yeah, because we've Pastor Tim's a good friend, and there's great saxophone. Langston is his name. Mm-hmm. That plays sax out there.
Yeah.
Really, really great sax player. So you learn from other. Other kids, or how did you learn out there?
I was learning they put me behind a drum set, told me to play, started playing. Then I got down with Sounds of Steel. They wasn't trying to let me play drums because I was new. So I started out with the steel pans. Uh-huh. Then I had to work my way into drums. Then I proved myself, and now I'm like the lead drummer for them.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Hey, now, this is your senior year. I don't want to sound like every other adult in your life, but do you know what's going to happen to you next year? What your plans are?
I don't know what I want to major in right now. So because of that, I got accepted to a few places, but I figure it would be better for me to just go to CCAC.
You know, a lot of folks find that to be a great way because it's cheaper, for mm-hmm. one, and then if you decide to get a bachelor's or BA or BS, you can always, well, first of all, they have them there, but you also can transfer to another school. My wife did that.
Mm-hmm.
I know some other folks too, and I had no idea what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
When I graduated, everybody, a lot of people kind of present as if they know exactly what they want to do, but on the inside, I'm not sure they always do.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anybody you want to acknowledge or say hello to?
I got a bunch of family listening right now.
Well, let's name them.
I got my Aunt Lucinda. I got my Uncle Eric. I'd like to give a shout-out to Tracy Horton, who has been a great music teacher to me for the past how many years. I know she's listening. My parents for keeping me along with it.
Well, excellent. You've got a great voice, too. You might want to pursue broadcasting as a career.
Really?
I want to talk to your sidemen, too, but anything else you want to say?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll get that mic over. You know what? We can probably get you right in these mics. Just come on up. It's got to give you great pleasure, Tony Campbell, to play with a guy like Wes and watch him coming up here.
Yes, it gives us a great joy to see him come along and to see him progress to the level that he has come to now. because I kind of started the same way. I started in public school and I played around in bands and things of that nature. And then I went on to college. But Wesley, I think Wesley's a little further along than I was. Wesley can play gigs with us now. You know, I couldn't play gigs with the older guys when I was
young. Watching. I mean, he was not only keeping up, but pulling his weight
the whole way.
Which is pretty cool. Because I don't know if folks know just how many talented jazz musicians there are in Pittsburgh. How many talented musicians, period, there are in Pittsburgh.
And we seem to have this wellspring of drummers. Just world-renowned drummers. So he's in the line of that as well.
Yeah, another Art Blakey covered, right? Well, thank you for being here. And we should also say hello to Ian Gordon.
Good morning.
Class of 83.
Class of 8 of at CMU?
Yeah.
90 or 91.
Now I lose again. and you were playing trumpet and sounded great.
Thank you very much.
I always think trumpet in jazz, like, I don't know. It's either really, really good.
It's polarizing.
Yeah. It's the best way to put it.
It's either transcendental or please stop.
Yeah,
one or the other.
Yeah, but it works, and it sounded great. Do either of you gentlemen have anything you'd like to anything else to mention about Wes or your own organizations? We just have about a minute or two, but I want to be sure you get a chance to say whatever you'd like.
Well, it's a pleasure to work for me with Wesley in two different situations, once at the AMI and the other at UPCS. I'm hoping that there are more students like Wesley that take this opportunity, that we're not just like asking you to learn a few songs and regurgitate them. Like, we want you to build on this, and you know, this can potentially be part of your professional mosaic. You know, maybe you're a full-time musician, maybe it's one of the things in your tool set, if you will. But there's a lot of stuff happening in Pittsburgh. I mean, it's almost amazing how many opportunities there are to get involved with music in this city. It's almost surreal.
Yeah, and music is for everybody. There's not this big, you know, one-inch sheet of plexiglass between you and the instruments, whether you choose to become a professional or you just wish to, enjoy
absolutely
playing, or do both.
Absolutely.
You could do it. Did you have something else to add, Wes, at all? Oh, just double-checking.
Yeah.
And TC, anything else?
No, I just want to thank you all for having us and giving us the opportunity to represent our school.
Yeah, well, let's do it again. From Urban Pathways Charter School, there you just heard Tony Campbell speaking before him, Ian Gordon, and drummer Wesley Smith. It's now 10:27 at the Saturday Light Brigade.